Correct.
House Bill 1222, an act to revise the motor fuel tax distribution to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks.
House Bill 1222, having had second reading for final consideration and passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1222 simply adds some additional funds to the Snowmobile Trail Fund and the Park and Rec Fund by increasing the number of gallons in the snowmobile portion of the bill. It takes the number of licenses, which is about 12,000 times 140 gallons at 22 cents a gallon, to come up with an increase of about $66,000 for snowmobiles, and that goes into the Snowmobile Trail Fund, which is administered by the Game, Fish, and Parks, and for grooming trails, extending trails, that type of thing. The boat revenue, there's been an additional 10,000 boats added to South Dakota in the last 10 years or so. Simply takes the number of gallons, which is 125, it's sort of an arbitrary figure that most people would agree with, times 0.22 cents per gallon to come up with an additional $283,000. Basically, it's about $350,000 that goes into the Park and Rec Fund and the Snowmobile Fund for maintenance of boat ramps, snowmobile trail funds, and that type of thing. Discretionary income in South Dakota is up. Entertainment dollars are spent on the river in our lakes. I would urge you to vote for this bill. Representative Koskinen will now get up and oppose the bill. I'd urge you to get a drink, get ready to go to the bankers' meeting tonight, talk with your neighbor, and then vote for House Bill 1222.
Further remarks, Representative Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have the word. That they don't support this bill either, so I wouldn't go talk to them yet, Representative Richter. I rise in opposition to 1222, and I have a few questions, Mr. Speaker, of the sponsor of the bill.
State your question.
Representative Richter, on what basis are you making a determination that the Game, Fish, and Parks needs these dollars?
Representative Richter.
Well, we're going to add 23 rec areas, not necessarily boat ramps, but rec areas to the system when we add the core land and the core boat ramps. We'll be a little bit behind the curve, as well as if you take a look at the snowmobiles and trailers that are coming from Minnesota this time of year. As you travel east and west in South Dakota, you'll see there are an awful lot of out-of-staters coming and using our snowmobile trails. This continues to add to that, and we'd like that.
Representative Koskinen, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was probably a good answer, but I want the body to remember a bill we passed last year, and I can't remember exactly the bill number, exactly the amount of dollars, but because there was a court ruling, we sent to the Game, Fish, and Parks, I believe, $1.8 million. And I will contend to you on this proposal, we have increasing licensing, more snowmobiles licensed in South Dakota, more boats licensed in South Dakota, so they have an increasing revenue stream. But the problem I have with the bill is we don't know truly where the money is going. We've asked for, and this is something I don't think a lot of you experienced. I don't remember how long it's been since an oversight bill has been introduced in the legislature to try to get a handle on where Game, Fish, and Parks are spending their money, because they don't want to be under our control. They don't want to tell us where they're spending the money. Now they're coming in and asking for approximately $350,000. Maybe they need it. I don't know. I would like to have that opportunity to look at their budgets. Secondly, when we talk about how much gas is used in a snowmobile or gas is used in a boat, these are all guesses. I just want you to understand these are all guesses. We don't know what they're actually burning in a boat. Thirdly, these monies will come out of the highway fund, because this is taxes collected on gasoline, and currently those taxes go to the highway fund. So what you're doing is you're taking money away from the highway system and putting in the Game, Fish, and Parks, and we don't know where the money's going. Right now we do. We do know where the money's going. I just looked, and these are 1996 numbers. I don't know if they're how much they've changed since then, but it cost about $80,000 per mile to do a 2-inch resurface on a highway system on the highways. That's 24 foot wide. This'll take up about 4.5 miles of that. a chip and seal blotter coat, 24 foot wide, costs about $12,000. That's 29 miles that we won't be able to do in our state system. Maintenance of two-lane roads costs around $4,500 to $5,500 a year. That's 65 to close to 80 miles of our highway system that's not going to have the maintenance that it should have if we take these dollars away from the highway fund and give to the game, fish, and parks, where we don't know where the money's going. We had a license increase just, and we didn't have any control of it. I want to remind the body, we didn't have any control of that. We went from, I believe it was, I'm not sure what out-of-state license cost was, around $55 or $65. Now it's $100. What are they using those dollars for? State residents had an increase just a couple years ago. Where are those dollars going? We don't have oversight. We don't know. They want the money, no doubt about it. Urge you to defeat 1222.
Further remarks, Representative Dwayne Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Koskin is correct. That 4.5 miles, it will cost the state to maintain, the cost to maintain that 4.5 miles of state highway does come out of the tax dollars. But I guess I would just like to mention the fact that the increase in the number of registered snowmobiles in the state warrants the fact that the gas tax, the increase in the gas tax from 100 to 125 gallons is a pretty small price to pay when you look at the tourism dollars that would be coming into the state. Snowmobiling in South Dakota has become the number one winter tourism source of dollars, not only in the Black Hills, but in eastern South Dakota. And I think the increase in out-of-state use of our snowmobile trails would more than make up for that 4.5 miles of, or 4.5 miles of lost income. The out-of-state travel to the Black Hills in South Dakota has become the number one destination for the surrounding states because of the quality of the trails that we maintain, the number of miles of trails that we maintain, the nightlife provided by Deadwood. So I think that 4.5 miles is a moot point when you look at the out-of-state dollars in the increase in gas tax will be paid by those people. The sales tax that would be coming in as a result of them staying in motels and spending dollars on a nightly basis and so on. It has become a serious source of winter tourism dollars. The Snowmobile Trails Fund is made up of funds paid by snowmobilers for use by snowmobilers. Over 25 years ago, those dollars were designated from three sources to help promote snowmobiling in South Dakota. Number one, a two-year $20 license goes into the Snowmobiles Trails Fund. Number two, 3% excise tax paid on new and used snowmobiles goes into the Snowmobile Trails Fund. Currently based on 100 gallons times approximately 13,000 registered sleds in South Dakota per year goes into the Snowmobiles Trails Fund. Those funds are administered by Game, Fish, and Parks. The numbers are available. That fund is overseen by a group of snowmobilers and non-snowmobilers across the state that are appointed by the governor. It's called the South Dakota Snowmobile Advisory Council. That council makes the determination where those dollars go, how they're spent, which trails are added or deleted. And again, the infrastructure of the snowmobile trails in South Dakota is what attracts those out-of-state snowmobilers to South Dakota. For over 25 years, those funds have gone already. So they've already been designated for the last 25 plus years to go into the Snowmobile Trails Fund. We're not asking for that much more of an increase, and I think the tourism dollars will more than offset that 4.5 miles that we lose if you look at the pure dollars that it's costing these counties. I urge your support of House Bill 1222. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. Representative Richter.
I just want to straighten out one thing. Representative Koskin will lead you to believe that we don't have any idea what happens to the park and rec money. Well, we do. When they come before us, they tell us we fixed this, we did that, they show us pictures. We may not have as much oversight on the wildlife funds as what Representative Koskin would like, but we do have oversight somewhat on the park and rec fund. Also, the estimates are basically come from industry standards in determining how much fuel is used in motors and that type of thing. So I'd urge you to vote yes on House Bill 1222.
Further remarks? Hearing none. Question for the House and its final passage of House Bill 1222. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will not the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote. This is a two-thirds vote.
Representative Richard Brown. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 53, nays 15, excused 2.
House Bill 1222, having received a two-thirds majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.